So we've been talking it up. I think you've seen a presentation of what's going on at some high level from QF. You've seen what some of the things we're doing at UCRI, but I can tell you a little bit more. You've seen what's going on with the Arab Expat Scientist Network. The QCRI group, you could take credit for all the portal if you like it. We actually did all the design and all the development on it and the database. And if you don't like it, then it's Nabil's. So the expectation here is by the time we finish, we should have some notes to pass on. Then they're going to be put together, and then the president will come at 2 o'clock, and we will make some kind of a Doha proclamation or announcement, some kind of a joint statement from all of us as to what it is that we've seen, what it is that we can do, and so on and so forth. We would like to make this as much about substance as we can. I know everybody's busy. You've given a week of your time to come here, and we really appreciate it, and thank you very much. And I'm glad to say that I look around the room, and they're all friends, with one exception. So let me say, so Karim actually, some of you may not know, but Karim and I worked together since the very first day. In fact, the institute proposal, the vision and the revisions and the reviews and everything were done jointly between Ann Arbor and Purdue, and many times we had to travel back and forth. And we did it mostly on weekends and nights and so on. And we went through, I think, maybe like 10 different iterations. Yeah, at least 10 different iterations. And they were all externally reviewed, by the way. So every time we did a version, it was externally reviewed by people that
we didn't know.
But you know, at MIT did some reviewing, Columbia did some reviewing, and so on and so forth. Until we get to a point where QF and all of us were happy with the product, we went to sort of throw out some things that we thought that, you know, like we had an idea at some point to do something on digital society and so on. Some things we threw out and that didn't make a sense at the end. So we want to now listen to you. What are the things that you think we should do going forward? Me as a part of QCRI, what I really need help with is recruiting. We are so we recruited about 40 people this first year. About 20 or so of them are PhD, and 20 are each between software engineers, senior software engineers, architects, interns, postdocs, types of things. For this coming year, we are recruiting 48 people. And I would say maybe about 30 of the 48 would be PhD level sort of scientists and so on. We're going to stick to the same areas. We're not going to branch out into new areas until we build these and then later on. So I need help from you in recruiting. I need help from you in making connections. I need help from you to work with us and so on and so forth. Karim is going to be taking the notes. You need any help, Karim?
How much time do we have?
We have until 12:30, I think. So we have about an hour and 40 minutes, or 45 minutes.
I was going to suggest that you learn just briefly introduce who we are, but if it takes half an hour of this time, then maybe not. Maybe when somebody talks, they can't just introduce you.
Yeah, I think I know almost everybody. But, okay. So should we... should we start with a set of questions, or because we need at the end, we need to deliver some concrete
action.
Okay, so the questions that were asked by Dr. Nabil, I thought that some of them were procedural, you know,
don't really, you know, care about how to make the, we would make it better. If you have a problem, send us a message. And we have a group there you could load up comments on and things like that. What I'm interested in are, what are the mechanisms that you can help us with? How can we get you more involved? We're also wanting to have the communication between QF and the Arabic expat scientists to happen through the institutes. Not for, we really have overwhelmed with what we're doing, but we want to make sure the contact is technical and not ceremonial. So if it's to be Dr. Mustafa, I will start and I'm going to sit down.
Okay, so I'm Mustafa Ghanem, I'm from Pierce College in London, I'm also an Olympic pastor.
Can you speak up? There is a mic.
Okay. Hello? Oh. So I'm Mustafa Ghanem from Imperial College in London. I'm also Vice President for Research at Nile University in Egypt. I think it's a very impressive vision that we saw here. But we need the mechanism to unify efforts. I liked what Waleed said this morning, and we discussed about it last night. Kennedy's big goal was to say, in 1 year, we want an American citizen walking on the moon. How do we bring all those people sitting in this room together to help QCRI with one vision, given that everybody's working on sensors, on networks, on social networks, and what would that be? If I take from Ahmed's vision of MADAT, this scientific cloud computing version, I think that would possibly be a good mechanism. I was impressed by what some of the other sessions were discussing. So Rabia Mohtar's vision about there is water energy problems. And then he says, energy, let's go solar. To do solar, let's draw the solar map of Qatar. To do that, we need sensors, we need databases, we need analytics. We may need social networks to bring people together working about that. Personally, I believe the best way to end this day is to agree on one thing, whether it's this vision or something else, and then people working on sensors, people working on networks, people working on devices, people working on cloud computing, analytics, put that, and then you can take it to the next step, which is how do you do the regional project? So then you can get MADAT to work as a regional cloud infrastructure for people working in the same area, but can also get people from different countries to collaborate around the same theme. So that's my suggestion.
When did Ahmed go? Are you abdicating the
responsibility? No,
what? Abu al-Arus, you need to stand the sun. That's the mic.
Murad.
Okay,
Murad. I'm just trying to listen.
You're anointing Murad to moderate?
No, I mean, so Murad can pass the...
My name is Ahmed Bugataya. I am from RMIT University in Melbourne, Australia. I would like actually to touch on a couple of things. One is QCR, as it is right now, has three or four core focuses. It would actually be very good if they have one single umbrella under which the research would be conducted. And in the field of computing, you know, we serve others in terms of how we go about justifying our existence. And to me, the natural way of expanding it is to talk about how the PCRI actually will be of benefit to the other institutes, whether it's the health or the energy or environment. And of course, you know, PCRI is very well positioned in terms of the folks that it has right now. But it may actually want to sell that not as, you know, pieces and bits and fragments, but actually as one single thing. And the thing that comes to mind is, you know, I'm sure that a lot of you have heard of it, there's this thing called Internet of Things. Where PCRI wouldn't have to make a major change in what they're doing right now. They actually leverage the things that they're doing, whether it's cloud computing or data analytics and social media and so on, because all of these things actually would be relevant to the Internet of Things and also would be very beneficial to as far as health. You're talking about sensors, you're talking about all energy, right? The smart home, the smart city, the smart country, and so on. And this is basically about connectivity and connectedness. So I think it would be a good idea for us to start thinking how we can actually have that umbrella, right, that actually would encompass all the issues that currently PCRI is focusing on, and then selling it outside. That is, all of us have ecosystems, and we need to be cognizant of that in terms of how we justify the work we're doing and how relevant we are to the larger ecosystem.
My name is Boalem Benatala. I'm from the University of New South Wales in Sydney, Australia. And from my part, I'm looking at probably things that, what are the mechanisms that can be suggested and I can be myself of use. So I'm not going to focus on what PCRI would do in the research, things like that. I think that these guys are doing a good job already, and I'm sure that they will figure that out too. But one thing that I would like to emphasize is linkages. What I mean by, I will give some examples. Soft things are just how there can be something more streamlined in organizing events. For example, summer scholarships where there are students and so on from the region or from developing worlds and so on. And I think they can be topic specific from year to year, but it has to be probably yearly or second yearly or something like that, not ad hoc. The second thing is student scholarships. PhD scholarships or master's scholarships or something like that. I have seen this in other countries and in our university too, where these things can work well. I mean, that's one suggestion, and it's not necessarily going to be possible to do due to regulation or whatever. It's the notion of co-tutels. For example, some scholarships that, let's say my university sign some agreements, whatever, with CRI, where they can provide half of the scholarships, provide half scholarships, and the students can spend their time here, their time there, things like that. But that's not really, I don't have a specific proposal for that, but this is one of the things. And the other things is, I mean, that like, for example, linkages through joint projects, for example, through, again, formalized projects and so on. So to summarize, I mean, that I think that I'm coming from the fact that, you know, linkages can increase basically the reach of in many ways. So thanks.
Yeah. Who's next? Okay. Yeah. My name Salim Hariri, University of Arizona. So in the beginning, they said they'd like to transform Qatar into a knowledge-based economy. So we could take that theme as a knowledge-based economy and ask the questions, how QCRI can create the knowledge and then economy for the regions here and abroad. So I was thinking, you know, we could pick, that is the goal, is the knowledge economy. And they mentioned one good example in gas, when they freeze the gas, they were able to transport that, and they invented that here, and that was this. So I see there's a big opportunity to apply cloud computing to gas and oils, enterprise, and then let's have QCRI is make a difference in that, and that will generate an economy. We have one of the, you know, media, Al Jazeera. So it's a big thing. So why don't we have a QCRI work with Jazeera to create a new knowledge economy and then push it further? So I see these two opportunities. You put the gold, I need economy, knowledge triggered by QCRI, and maybe we can brainstorm, but I just see two opportunities, the gas and oil, which is a big thing here. How QCRI can create economy, new economy, new knowledge in that, that make a difference. And then we take the media. Media, it's a huge, that's another area.
Munir? So my buffer is only three, so don't overflow the buffer.
My name is Munir Hamdi. I'm the head of computer science at the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology. So I have just a few points to mention. One, I mean, obviously QCRI is doing a very good job, but I believe they should be tied up to some graduate program. I hope that can happen somehow, because if they want to sustain themselves in the long run, they should tie themselves to a graduate program, either co-given by QCRI and another university, or by relying on another university. That way they can have a huge continuous pool of PhD students that can help them get to where they want. Another few suggestions. Obviously the themes that have been put forward by QCRI are very good. I have just a few additional suggestions. And of course, it's up to them to think about it. One of them is, for example, if you have some kind of open source software wing within QCRI, I believe that that's very important. It is done in many countries around the world. It can be a very good platform for linking companies and computer scientists in the region. It can rally computer scientists to come up with very novel ideas that we may not think about them ourselves. Some of these ideas, they come even from kids at the high school level, and the QCRI can play a very, very nice role in there. The other that I can see that probably can help Qatar and this region is that if you have some kind of program on graphics and visualization. I mean, we have that in our university, and it had a huge impact within Hong Kong, for example, in the tourism industry, and within the whole China. For example, doing things related to Arabic heritage, doing things related to Arabic calligraphy. For example, doing visualization that can be tied up to cloud computing program that it is already being done within QCRI, because they do a lot of data mining, and visualization can be instrumental in there. The last point that I want to make is in terms of cloud computing, which is moving forward in QCRI. I hope that somehow that the Qatari government can be a very good example of becoming a cloud center. And so in some sense, all their departments, their ministries, and so somehow they have their own cloud. It could be just government cloud, because this is happening, for example, in Hong Kong. This is happening in Singapore. And that's a very good example of, seeing the advantage of cloud computing, doing it within government agencies.
I'm Aris Uxell. I'm from University of Illinois. Okay. All right, so I look at the themes defined by QCRI, and I think these are important themes, are general themes. The question is how to go about realizing what the objectives are. It seems to me that we don't have to reinvent the model. In a way, we come from countries like United States or come from Europe and so on. We know how really projects are implemented, or through calls for proposals, for example. calls for proposals, the intention is to define a theme that goes maybe multidisciplinary theme, maybe a single disciplinary theme. And then through those themes, there are definitely intellectual merits of doing something very specific to research, but there are broader impacts. And through the broader impacts, we're talking about specific applications to the country, to the region, and so on. So it seems to me that the best way is to go directly to calls for proposals, which combine the research themes, multidisciplinary or unidisciplinary, which focus on specific things. And then people who work in different areas can perhaps collaborate. Different people working in specific areas can form teams and apply directly for those projects. That's the way we can operationally achieve something concrete, because we cannot talk in generalities. Only through specific projects that we can achieve objectives. That's one of the basic suggestion that I have.
Stop. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Uthman al-Basir from the University of Waterloo, specialized in intelligent sensor networks. I feel that this is a fantastic opportunity for us really to get together and shape something that's going to be very impactful. The way I look at this is that we have to really start from the top, which is the vision slash mission, and then go down to strategy and and tactics. And where things can go wrong for us is that we mix these things and we get into that cycle of what to do. So I think we have seen a lot already accomplished, but we need really to align ourselves about the vision. What is it we are all about within this institute, which hopefully is going to be derived from the big vision of the project. So that's number one. I think we need to know exactly why we are here. What are we trying to do? Is this for Qatar? Is this for every Islamic country? Is this for all Arab countries? Like, we have to be clear about that. So that's number one. Number two, once we have that defined, and that also addresses a concern I have about even the way we refer to ourselves here as being ulama Arab Mughtaribin. I think we are together here as ulama Arab, whether they are Qataris who are local or, and our location changes. I can go back to Libya and now I am a scientist in Libya. Does that mean I don't belong here? You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to really look at that and see whether this is Arab Scientist Network, or it has to really emphasize the fact that you have to be Mughtarib. Then I would like to really look into strategy. How do we go to work together? And here we have to look at strategy, tactics, and organization. We have to organize into groups. One of the things that I heard earlier today, which was quite assuring to me, is that we cannot continue to work as three institutions or institutes all together. We have really to divide and carry on our initiatives. So here I would like to suggest within that frame of work is that we have to have a publication for this specific group of people. So then we can exchange information. So that's number one. Number two, we should really look into defining a forum for us to meet yearly within the institute, not to be buried in other activities. Three is to look at the projects that we have been talking about and put them under a research council within the institute. When I say council, it does not have to be council, but there has to be some group there that emphasizes the fact that we are here to work together in specific projects. And within that group, we have to emphasize the connection between all of us. So if I come here with a proposal that I would like to do something in Canada, that should not be very much aligned with what this effort is about. It has to link me with people, let us say, from Australia or Egypt or other countries. So it has to emphasize that interconnection between the scientists. So then we can move together as a network rather than individuals finding this to be another funding agency. So that's what I would like to contribute here. Thank you.
Just for the sake of time, try to be concise so we have more people can participate.
Second. So I'm Mona Cassimi from University of Bolzano in Italy. So we have talked about having a PhD program, about also having like joint PhD and offering scholarships. So there is even a simpler suggestion whether it's possible to have like internships here in Qatar. And like we can send our PhD students to for like 3 months or 6 months to do work on what exactly you are doing. So it would be focused on your work, so it's beneficial for you, and it's also for the student to learn to work in a new environment, and so, and it's also beneficial for us because you have here certainly the knowledge and also you have the data, and as a person working on information retrieval, I'm always desperately looking for data, so that would be a great opportunity. It's simpler, it's simple to implement, and I think it's something good to start with. Thank you.
I'm Mona Diab from New York, from Columbia University, and in fact, I have multiple suggestions, but I'm going to structure them according to what I see. So there is the global vision. I like very much the ideas of unification and having a single like target that could be addressed, but what I would like to add to that one single vision is that it should also be appealing to the general public. So keep that in mind. It's like trying to popularize the science that's behind this. So when you're coming up with a challenge or coming up with a single vision, what I would suggest is that something that would appeal to the masses. And because you want to have something that would have more traction in the society. So that's the number one. The second thing that I wanted to address was concrete proposal on how to increase participation and involvement with QCRI. So I see it on two levels, the level of the students or the level of the people who could actually contribute, like the manpower. And one thing that I alluded to earlier was this notion of the low-hanging fruit. I referred to the Arab world, and the region has a lot of talent. There's a huge talent pool that's out there that just needs to be tapped into. And there's a very simple way of doing that. What these students lack, in my opinion, is the scientific and research training. So they have a lot of solid background, say, in engineering, in statistics, in even the humanities, but since we're here at QCRI in the context of this institute. So what I would like to see implemented is some sort of like a summer school or a winter school where for 6 weeks you bring students, the top-notch students that you can get from Egypt, Morocco, Syria, local students, and have them trained in the scientific method, scientific reading, quantitative methods, qualitative methods. And in fact, I was very happily surprised to see that there is actually a program here in Qatar by Canadian university called North Canadian University or something, North Atlantic. I'm not sure what it was called, but they have this for a whole year. And I spoke with the people there, and they said they're willing, they could actually work with people to condense it to something smaller, so like say 5 or 6 weeks, and then these students would go off and do an internship at QCRI in whatever area they would be interested in, say like cloud computing. And within that context, you could have people like us come in and give tutorials on subjects that are relevant to the students, to QCRI, and to the projects that are on board. So that's number one. The second thing that, in terms of collaborating with us, would be in the context of, say, sabbatical years. So, for instance, there is this notion that all of us get a sabbatical if you're academic. Entice the person to come and spend that sabbatical year here in Qatar, and invite them to come with their students, and, you know, and make them work with your own researchers on whatever they're working on. There is another component to this that I would like to see, and this is kind of a dream. Everybody here is familiar with the MacArthur Award, right? So we know the Genius Award that happens in the United States where people are identified and they're given something like $500,000 to work on whatever research project they're interested in. You could have something similar to that, but with the condition that they come and spend the time here. In Qatar. They get the recognition. It's something that their institutes would recognize, but at the same time, it would be also beneficial to the local people. So these are the two major things that I would be interested in. I have another interest in this notion of mentorship that was brought up through the AES. And there is something to be said about doing this like on an individual basis, but if there is a structure where there is an encouragement of people to be mentoring people, like it doesn't have to be, you know, only from senior to junior. It could be also done by, especially for instance, I'm interested in mentoring women in science. This is something that I've been very passionate about. So going in that direction where you can actually have people, like, making that kind of commitment to mentorship on a structured level where there is a foundation of support here. So these are just my contribution.
My name is Abdusalam Hilal. I'm a professor at the University of Florida. So adding to what Athman and Waleed thoughts, I think you cannot really get scientists to move and do things of any value unless you challenge them. So we all need grand challenges. And it's not like we don't have, there are no grand challenges out there. There are plenty of challenges. So we just need to find the moon mission as Waleed symbolized it. We need to find one grand challenge. And back to Athman, what he suggested is smart things. Smart city is obviously a big challenge. In fact, the whole industrialization and machinery and manufacturing was a whole move that have been creating this new economy that we lived for a long time. Its cycle is ending. We have new world economy realities, and manufacturing and all that's becoming sort of not of much value. So the next move people are contemplating is, what is a new economy? What would drive the new world economy? So it's becoming now clear that something like smart cities would definitely do that. It's a whole ecosystem, whole industries, set of industries that require different things, different parts, almost like the auto parts. You need to make everything smart. A doorknob smart, the door smart, this is smart. Everything has an IT footprint. So governments around the world are already lining up plans to get into that world. Now, why do they do that? Because of a problem known as urbanization. 50% of world population live in cities. And by 2050, 70% of people live in cities. These are world statistics. If we talk about the Arab world, unfortunately, there is no statistic. I cannot find the data. But can I assure you, I can put my name down on that. Currently, the urbanization is at 70% level. And by 2050, it will be even higher. What that means is mean that the Arab world consists of a bunch of problematic cities, huge, complex cities. So we are the most benefactor of all this, but we are not a stakeholder. So it makes sense that we investigate. I'm not trying to push smart city, but something like that. We have to look at something that's extremely grand challenge and that can absorb all these scientists, as Waleed mentioned, whatever it takes in its way, an engineer, scientist, anything to achieve it. That will create a huge market that the Arab world will actually be part of it. And as Dr. Hariri mentioned, that creates a knowledge economy. You have something that doesn't exist that can be sold immediately to all the Arabian capitals, and then you go and sell it everywhere else. So we do need to, as scientists, we need to find out a grand challenge, articulate it, organize it, and sort of drive, march into that challenge, try to solve some of the problems.
Hello? May I speak? Okay. So my name is Saif Haridi. I'm chief scientist of SIX, the Swedish Institute of Computer Science, and also a leading research program in cloud computing in the European Institute of Technology. So I just want to say my experience from SIX, which is a research institute that has been started in 86 and is thriving until now. So I think you are just now in a build-up phase, right? So this is, so I think the most important thing is, so I will be a little bit different from what other people are saying. So excuse me if I disagree, I think you are in a build-up phase right now, and so the most important is really to build up the research group properly, and that is the thing that you should concentrate on. The second thing, I believe that the vision should come from the individuals within the research institute. So you have to have the incentive bottom up, which are the people inside the organization really incentivized to have their own goals and research. In the end, I can look to switch into computer science. In the end, there are two things that will be important for the survival of the research institute, which is good research and benefit to society. This is the basic thing. So you have to have mechanisms within the institute to incentivize researchers to help in societal usefulness or aspects. So from our point of view, what we can do at this build-up, there are many good proposals that have been proposed. short-term concrete visits to help in certain specific topics, that is fine. Sending some students for internship to work on specific areas, I think that is what we can do right now, an advice. But still, everything should come from within, not from without. That is my view.
Hi, everyone. I'm Azitoni from IBM Watson Research Scientist in New York. I'd like to give my point of view from someone who is working in a research institute related to the industry versus the academia. I like the idea talking about mission versus vision, idea about call for proposals, pushing science. But by the end of the day, if I understand the idea of what people here in Qatar wants to do, is to have a society based on knowledge, let's say in 20, 25 years or 30 years. That means plenty of profitable companies that are financially independent. That means that QCRI should contribute to that. So that means I believe that QCRI should create kind of spin-off for different project. So the idea here is how QCRI can contribute to science that, you know, has a value in the marketplace so that a specific project can lead to a spin-off, can lead to a company that is profitable and help to create a knowledge-based society. There is many idea how to do that, and I'd like to give my point of view on this thing. So having call for a proposal, that's good. Having call for a proposal in, as some of you mentioned, multidisciplinary teams with specific goals, specific targets in terms of performance, in terms of everything. That usually will help improve the technology. What that usually will help the science move forward because you have a goal. You are evaluated every year. If you don't achieve the goal, step down. If you achieve the goal, continue. There is plenty of teams that they will work on that. They will compete, so you will push science. Once you push that science to a given limit, you create an opportunity for a spin-off. You create an opportunity to create a new company. That company can be profitable, and then you help the economy. You have to. You help the vision of creating society based on knowledge. So I think QCRI will have key role here, how to find the projects that can be profitable later on. And that can be by working on proposals, that can be everything, you know, will contribute to that. We will need to hire good scientists, we will need intern, we will need visiting scientists, we need call for proposals, but the idea that it's always better to have a specific goal in mind. What do you want to do? What specific project you want to work on that you achieve a specific limit and then you lead, you know, to ultimate goal to me that you contribute to marketplace and having company, profitable company that will help Qatar becoming not only a country based on energy.
Mohammed Ibrahim al-Masri, University of Waterloo, Canada, microchip design. I have two very specific suggestions. The first one is to try to move from an AES network to an AES community and find an enabler to go from network to community. And I mentioned this morning is to have a current affair / social public magazine. It's an open domain magazine, online magazine where the editor is being supported by Qatar Foundation in three languages, Arabic, French, and English. Submitted articles and different interests, different ideas. The only thing maybe we can actually exclude marriage proposals, or maybe a good idea to add marriage proposal. The second one is really to search for a research identity for the three institutes. I find actually the research projects carried by the institutes are the one which has maybe 10,000 researchers around the world doing the same thing. So you're really competing very hard with established universities and research centers, and nothing wrong with that. But in addition to this, maybe the research identity must be emphasized between the three institutes. We know from history that a research identity established either through military or civil proposal. In the case of the US, it was mainly, say, in microchip design and et cetera, was military proposal, including landing in the moon. DARPA is the first one in the 60s to do that. In Canada, we have a different enabler, which is actually civil needs. Canada is a sparse country, only 33 million people in a wide area physically. So perhaps the three directors of the three institutes should really get together, put a big list of some proposal. I want to make just one specific one for now, because of the limitation in time, is for example, we know alternative energy right now, the wind and solar power, is meeting less than 10% of the energy requirements around the world. Less than 10%. So it's a very tiny. So you could actually have shoot for the sky and said one of the mission research identity and mission and vision for the three institute in Qatar, well known, is that we want to increase the 10% to 30% or 50%. Okay? What kind of research the three institute must collaborate? For example, the biomedical engineering or biomedical science, they should look at the effect of the noise created by the wind power. The computing institute, they should really look at managing the energy system and increasing the efficiency. The energy and the environment, of course, they have a big role also to play in the solar and wind power generation. So there is many of those kinds that the three institutes should really collaborate, cooperate, and also be identified worldwide that this is the big vision and mission for the Qatar Foundation three institutes, and people will actually come here knocking on your door, no doubt about it. Thank you.
Is it my turn? Hi, I'm Esma Aimer from University of Montreal Computer Science Department. So I'm professor there since 95. I have 2 points. I mean, the first point is related to how to help QCRI recruiting people. I would suggest a mechanism which will be based on a graph of endorsement. For example, each scientist, I mean, senior scientist, could endorse young scientists or young PhD people, just, you know, to build this kind of graph or this kind of tree, you know, to say at least these people are known by other senior scientists. It's kind of recommendation, kind of trust that we can build, you know. This is my first point. My second point is about the collaborations. Either it's collaborations between individuals or between institutions. I think QCRI could be, or it's like a community, like you said, so it has to be self-policing. So we should have a well-defined framework, legal framework, with very light rules, nothing complicated, just light rules, but they have to be defined to be able to make people aware of what is reasonable to do with QCRI. What are the rules? And if we know the rules, we will be interested and the process will be easier and faster. For example, yesterday we talked about IP, which is like intellectual property, but this is one thing. It doesn't have to be very, to prevent people from, oh, I'm hiding my work. No, it has to protect people on a long term for the data, because you're going to use a lot of data. This data is going to be exchanged. You're going to cooperate with others and others. So I think a legal framework with very light rules, something nice, something not complicated, could help. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Nabil Laïda from INRIA France. And there's only one single point I wanted to outline is during my visit here, what I was doing as a scientist, to be honest, was to try to find connections with the QCRI people on the topics I work on. So that's one thing. And the second thing is that the discussions of vision are now becoming so generic in some sense, that I ended up, because if you take the vision of computer science in the France, Europe, the US, everybody is talking about the smart city, whatever, etc., which are the big challenges. At the very end of the day, you will not have a particular agenda. What makes the research of good quality, in my opinion, is the people that are just implementing it. You will find the footprint of the scientific areas of QCRI do match the people that are holding this project in their hands. This is very clear when you read the QCRI. You see the mismatch between this discussion of vision from one side, and if you read the focus of the group, it's the topics held by the quality of the people that are there. So my real question is that we need to have a way to express the broader challenges. So what is, in practical terms, what was happening during the conference, I was talking about with Boualem about web services. I have been talking about other scientific topics which did not use QCRI as a hub. So I would suggest that some scientists in QCRI would be some sort of area scientific hubs. You know, for example, if I want to start something, you know, with a very light collaboration from people from QCRI, but active with, you know, Australia, you know, that something happens here exactly as a kind of hub that facilitates this, you know, kind of exchanges. So it's really, you know, Qatar Airways of science, you know, passing through here. Thank you.
So that's a very good point. In fact, we are hoping that the portal, the network portal, can be used. In other words, the portal, you don't have to use it to connect to us. You can connect amongst each other because you can create groups, ad hoc groups, and so on. You can share. In fact, the way I designed it initially was to, it's like a combination between LinkedIn and Facebook, and, you know, nothing innovative here. We just grab the best ideas from all of these things. But so what I thought is, Karim, is I could have responded to anyone, but I'm intentionally keeping my comments. I just want to hear. So what I've seen is four classes of input. So I've seen technical input in terms of choosing grand challenges and so on versus doing core area work like what we're doing now. So there's a lot of discussion about these things. There are structural discussions about mechanisms like internships and sabbaticals and bringing students and so on and so forth. And then there's some logistics, you know, how to engage in a broader way, how to engage the Arab Expat Science Network. What is the relationship with the forum, the network, to the Qatar Arab Joint Committee, to the institutes, and so on and so forth. And I wanted to give you a half point, sort of like a, so now we're at the half point mark. That's why I stood up. So, and I don't want to interrupt the people who were talking. I just sort of wanted to tell you that now we're at the half point mark. And if you want to focus the comments in one of these three categories: the most general, the middle way, and the very specific. Then Karim could lump them into, break them out into some kind of categories, because somebody needs to type these into like a PowerPoint that we need to pass. Between 12:30 and 2:00, we need to put all the notes together. We need to send them to headquarters. So at the end of the day, we're not an academic institution. So we're not quite a corporation, but we're not an academic institution. So we can't just get off publicly and say things and make announcements that are not. So somewhere between 12:30 and 2:00, we need to gather these things. We need to send them to HQ. Somebody needs to check them and so on, and give us a green light that we could actually make those announcements by 2:00. So people who work in industry. No, I just want to tell you that you're at half mark. The way I heard you so far is that there's technical, there's structure, and there's some logistics. I'm going to go back and sit and continue to listen.
No, because I had a fourth bullet here, but it's kind of, I wrote a note when but anyway.
So I have a minor comment here I want to mention. Walid. I didn't think when we say knowledge-based society, what do we actually mean? So I heard here one definition. I don't know whether this is the one or not, but mainly to create spin-offs that have value in the marketplace. And so in other words, if there is a Google, let's say in Qatar, this is a knowledge-based economy, yeah. Right? So one way, instead of having a general call for proposals, if this is the target, there is like in NSF and NIH, SBIR, which is Small Business Innovative Research. Basically, there is an idea component, research component, and then commercialization component. So instead of just spending the money on scientists, maybe we get closer to the SBIR style of proposals, where the commercialization part is in... Yeah, it's a general comment. I vent it out and then...
I have a follow-up on what I said, but I first want to clear something, otherwise I'm not sure about exactly what our mission is. I assume that our mission is not to squarely match and fit within the institute. The institute is impressive. I was personally impressed with the hires, with where it is, with the achievement in just less than a year, 9 months. So there is no problem there, and the institute is so focused in certain areas, and it matches the individuals working there. But the way we are relevant, I think, is that we are there to leverage, to provide leverage, and to amplify that into something bigger. So we should not go back and say, are we fitting, are we diverting the center? That's not the intention, but if we don't add in, we're actually irrelevant. I suppose that understanding is correct. That in,
you're absolutely right. So, I mean, so the institutes will go on doing what it's doing. Obviously, we'll keep listening. We have an advisory council, and we listen to them, we listen to people, we go to conferences and so on. But that stuff goes on. There's also the funding mechanism to review in Iraq, where $145 million were given last year. But the purpose of that one is to increase capacity in Qatar. So the idea is to do, first, people in Qatar and people outside.
Right.
and that's there already, right? So we don't, there's nothing we can do there.
Okay.
And it's going well. The third thing that is missing, what you're talking about, is maybe we need a mechanism to...
Maybe we need a mechanism to be able to fund the things that the two of you were talking about. Say, for example, somebody is working on a grand challenge that may fit eventually in what we're doing, but doesn't quite fit today. Now, how do we fund that? I mean, obviously, so we would need to somehow have the coordination of the additional umbrella funding to Arab expat scientists through the institutes, to at least not have it to have it aligned, not have it matched, but have it,
So Ahmed read my mind. That's exactly what I was going to suggest, is that some of the
kind
of...
I've been reading your mind since 1985.
Yeah, hello. My name is Adel Maghrabi from University of Louisville. I wanted to have a different spin. I noticed a couple of threads that I really, from the presentations in the few days, that I feel are strengths, like the alliance with Al Jazeera with a lot of data, the Arabic-based linguistic dimension. These could be areas of excellence that in the Arab region, I'm relatively old. I've seen in Kuwait, in Egypt, in Jordan, in many places, efforts over the years, but they have not culminated. And if really here becomes the culminating point, I think this would be a point of strength, a point of international strength, because of the interest in Arabic is not only local. So I think this area should not be shadowed by some of the other smart things we're talking about. I think this is an area that I think should be leveraged, particularly with Al Jazeera. It's Qatari-based, it has a lot of data, so I think these areas, I feel personally that they should take some priority in the research agenda and continue to thrive. Thank you.
I want to follow up on what Absalom said. I think at the end of the day, it's the impact going to matter. So as a national organization, yes, we're going to go on and doing our own research. But as an institution, you need to somehow justify why you're being funded. And to me, CCI is doing a great job now doing the research. But continuing that support means that you're going to branch out to other fields, like, you know, being relevant, for instance, showing how relevant you are to solving problems of the environment, health, like, you know, diabetes, how you're actually helping others. And therefore, you become an essential component and national importance. And one thing also that I would like to point out, so there are other sister organizations to QCRI and Qatar Foundation. For instance, in Australia, there's some of you may know, actually, CSIRO, and actually I worked there for 4 years. And CSIRO is the research arm of the Australian government. And the way it justifies its existence is actually how relevant it is in terms of impact. So the attack problems of national importance, what's water, energy, health, but then you go about it using actually having multidisciplinary. And they have actually institutes like you have. So you don't want to reinvent the wheel. Yeah. So you want to go off actually and study those. So you can actually use the best practice. You want to pick up where others actually are, not actually from the beginning. So I think it's important that QCRI be relevant 10 years from now, 20 years from now. And the only way you could do that is actually being relevant in the broader, you know, picture of things, and not actually in computing, but also I think, you know, you look at it from a general perspective.
Yeah, like I like to emphasize, like, the knowledge-based economy come back, because that's where you're going to have the impact. That's what everybody is going to be pleased, because there is penetration, there's the impact. For example, I am personally, I won't do any research if I don't see where it's going to be impact and where it's going to be used. I refuse. Always, whenever I'm doing research, but the point, smart city right now is very hot, and smart city could be different things for different regions. In these regions, a smart city could be saving waters, buildings, save energy. So there's a lot of things. Like, I'm working with IBM, for example, in Arizona. We have a biosphere, which is a replica to the Earth. It's a 40 acres.
So I'm working with IBM to create smart building so we could demonstrate the biosphere people, we could reduce the energy consumption by 50-60%. Look around here, so, you know, there's a huge opportunity. We could spin up companies to do smart buildings for these regions. We can spin up companies to do the smart grid, so we could, and these goals require research. This area, the sensors in this atmosphere will not be the same sensors in Florida and in Europe. It's a completely different thing. MIT cannot solve the sensors network problems in this region, but the QCRI can solve. The Aramco's, the Al Jazeera, the Arabic language, like Siri, for example. So there's a lot of things we could do, but then if we don't have a goal. So smart city, I like it. I'm doing it, in fact, in the biosphere. So I'm one of the scientists working with IBM on doing that. So that's a challenge. There's a lot of technologies. A lot of companies can be spun off and have impact. And if QCRI go in that direction, I think that's the right way to do.
May I add just one word, because I think I missed the point why my emphasis on Arabic has not been understood. The reason is a knowledge society is not the intelligentsia, it's the whole society. And the Arab society will not live on English and French. We can do it, but it's not the society. So to have a knowledge-based society with more contributions, the emphasis on the Arabic is needed to transform the society, and that's part of the
I just want to say that I've heard this conversation many times other places. The model is the same, whether in the United States or whether it is in Qatar, because we talk about, one, to do research and to be relevant and to have impact. That's what is being discussed all the time, all over the place. So let's take the best of practice in other places where they have been discussed, and then try to suggest within that framework what is possible for Qatar, for example, or for the region. That will be then customized for the area. But the model is not changing. It's research and impact, relevance, and good research. If we want to be an incubator, you can only be an incubator for enterprises if you do good research, good practical research. And so the model is there. The question is, how do we customize it for the area and for the region?
Okay, thank you. I think an underlying major problem that we ignore is in the whole region, actually, is that the money is somewhere else where the human resources, the critical mass of human resources. So here, yeah, I've seen impressive students, right? But they will not be the critical mass. You have critical mass of human resources in the region in Egypt, North Africa, and Palestine, Lebanon, and Jordan area. This is my impression, right? So. And you go to Egypt, you will hear exactly the same vision here. You go to Dubai, you hear the same vision. You look at the problems, they are common, health, water, environment. However, so my fear is, if every country just works on its own, we will never leverage our strengths, essentially. And there is no shame in, for example, America, right, with all its universities and population and so on, does outsource a lot now to China, India, and so on. And before that, they imported the best people in America, right? So that's a standard model. So I guess the idea is to keep our ideas on objectives. We need to succeed in this and that, right? And do whatever is necessary. Why did America do that? There are nationals that are against outsources in America. But there is an objective, and they are real. They need to meet the objectives, right? So I think we need to think more closely on how to do this. I know there's distrust sometimes, money will go into a black hole in these countries. We need to look into these issues, put mechanisms. And I don't mind leadership, you know, could be here or wherever, the best can lead, I don't care. But we have to be real in terms of meeting the objectives eventually. So
I'm a very bad note taker, I can't resist talking. So I just want to make sure that we are converging, because I'm given the assignment of summarizing. One thing I think that is underlying some of the discussion over here, that we're here to define grand challenges for Qatar or for the region. I agree with Saif, that's not what we're doing here, okay? We had discussed this ad nauseum, and that led to the development of the institutes. Now we have a structure. There's a everybody here is related to computer science in some way or another. Now we have an institute called QCRI. It should be the conduit through which we channel our ideas for whatever it is that we think is important, right? And have them facilitate either obtaining the funding that is needed to do this, facilitate the collaboration between people in Australia and in Sweden. And I don't think that we are going to leave here and somehow, miraculously, all agree on smart city is the vision, or Arabic language is the vision, or that is the vision. I think that we should be a bit more practical here and say that we have a mechanism today that we should probably refine a little bit. I mean, not all of the pieces are in place yet, but it's on the ground, and that is the message that we want to give to Qatar Foundation in terms of how we want to engage, right? Projects that are happening at QCRI, we should not either criticize or duplicate or say, you know, they're not addressing. That's they're happening, they are approved, etc. If we have something else that we want to contribute, propose, okay? So we need to figure out that mechanism to do it, right? So I just wanted to say this because I think we tend sometimes, because of lack of context for what we're doing, to, kind of brainstorm into the ionosphere, and you know we should just come back to ground, I don't want to cut off the discussion, but I think I just want to reiterate kind of what the things that we need to kind of give them some message back, and the message is that we need to I'm going to rearrange them by saying that the AES network is the mechanism through which the Arab expat scientists and, you know, if you want to call it WENRA, right? Or the Arab scientists, you know, I have a problem with expat myself, but, you know, if that's, it's called AES network. I don't think we're going to change this, all right? So let's not, you know, worry about calling it network, forum, community, batikh, you know, it's AES network. It's going to be a mechanism for all of us to connect and to coordinate our activities through, channel it through QCRI, right? That's number one. So that would be kind of item number one for me, is that we agreed that that's the mechanism, right? Number two, that we would, the structural mechanisms for how we want to use QCRI to help train students, intern, sabbaticals, all of these mechanisms. These are simple logistical things that are very easy. Thank you. Are you going to take those down?
If you speak slowly,
I appreciate that. I really do. The mechanisms, I think, are very concrete and very easy to understand for them. You know, we want to have student internships, sabbaticals, summer courses, tutorials. You know, we're going to make ourselves available in whatever capacity is necessary so that we can help, train, you know, the people in the region, or you know the Arab students who might be studying overseas, and the third thing is we are going to propose projects that have relevance. So I assume that you know the relevance part is understood, but we have to justify it, and those projects would be somehow funded through mechanism that QCRI kind of develops, okay? And this kind of funding mechanism would be different from the MPRP, which had a different focus, which is building capacity locally. This would be to, connect, you know, the Arab expat scientists from around the world, perhaps to solve problems that might be of relevance to the region.
Framework. That's what I would have liked to hear from the beginning, but I'm glad you reinforced it. The framework is that based on building on what has already been achieved, the institutes have been erected, they're already on their way, they're successful, We're meeting here a second time to add in the next thing. And building on that requires that we go through the institutes. Absolutely, that should be clear.
Yeah.
And then what are we doing today? We're discussing two things. Grand challenges, not to agree on anything, but we need to have a grand challenge. And then we need to discuss mechanisms for engagement. And I don't think there is any mechanism right now for engagement. We have this annual meeting, and that's it. So diverting some funding from QNRF becomes a possible mechanism. Another mechanism.
It's not diverting anything. It's new funding.
Bringing funding yeah. into that grand challenge that's would right. be a mechanism. And there are other mechanisms that can actually be thought of that we can actually spend some time about how we, because we need to help the institutes come up with ideas of how to get everything invigorated. So I would like just in a few seconds to mention something. In Finland, we have something called...
Sorry. I think he mentioned four things. He didn't mention the fourth one. So I would prefer that he continue that. And then
okay. I'll stop.
If you don't mind.
I'm drawing a blank. I'm sorry. What was the fourth thing?
You said four. Okay, that's fine if you don't have it.
It's like, we talked, let me see. You have the AES is the mechanism through which we will work and collaborate. So I think there was an item about training, and then there's an item about, expat scientists, perhaps, spending time here. Sabbaticals, right.
Go ahead, sorry. Let me continue, and then we'll go to you, Simon.
What I was going to suggest, something similar to sabbatical. I have seen the model myself in Finland. It's called Fidibru, Finland Distinguished Professor. They grant 5 professorship every year. So Qatar can have something like a Kadibru or something like that, in which they give you about 12 months as a professor, give you a professorship for 3 years or 4 years, but they give you 12-month funding. That means you are tied with them for 4 years or 3 years, coming to spend some time, usually the summer. And you give you a small budget, all of a sudden Finnish student in your lab, all of a sudden some of your students in Finland. And so basically you can leverage this network in with simple funding based on competition, so you can actually get these projects started. So it's just one of the mechanisms is this kind of a distinguished professorship.
To continue the idea you talked about, my name is Salima from Paris Descartes. In France, we have two kinds of, not for student, but for professor and for researchers. We call the Marie Curie funds and Chateaubriand with France and United States. Maybe we can set up this kind of relationships for professor and researchers. And my point is, do we limit ourselves only for Arab students or more than that? Do we need to have internship for Arab students or?
I don't think we should, but anyway. I remember the last thing. I mean, there was an issue about having an award, like a genius award or a prize, some kind of a, there has to be a way to kind of acknowledge.
That was like the MacArthur Award.
Excellence, the one, right. Yeah. That was your
idea? Yeah, the MacArthur Award. Yeah. But can I also talk about one other thing, the issue of IP? I know Asma brought it up, and the issue of IP sometimes could be an impediment in the sense of, so for instance, my university wants to own entire IP, and as long as I'm affiliated with my university, it's going to be an issue for me to spend time or come and contribute. So I wanted to say something about maybe becoming more creative about IP, in the sense of you can say, break IP into conceived in, innovated in, executed in. So you break it down into pieces. And for instance, you could say the idea was conceived at Columbia, but it was innovated in the how as a short shared partnership, and it was executed in Qatar. So basically come up with a creative mechanism by which IP could be teased apart so that doesn't become an impediment for us to contribute and be part of the system.
Wonderful. That's what I wanted, and we need a legal framework for that, right?
So basically, Qatar Foundation with its legal department can come up with a more flexible way of dealing with this, and that would even make it easier, could facilitate our contribution.
Exactly, yeah. Thank you.
Shukran. My name is Ibrahim Jibril. Again, I come from the industry, much like my colleague here, not so much the academia. And I'm sitting here and listening. And what I am hearing really is I'm hearing very creative, talented people looking for what can we do with this opportunity. And everybody has an interest and has something that they want to either continue doing what they're doing on their campus, or here's an opportunity, how can I take advantage of it and make it work? What I'm not hearing is a clear consensus on we have something that we really need to do. How can we collectively go achieve it? That's not what's going on. That's not what I'm hearing here. What I'm hearing is that everybody is talking individually, with all due respect, of course. Everybody's talking individually on, because what the list and so on that is not converging. I'm not seeing conversions on a very clearly articulated, and I beg to differ with the Nabil a little bit. There is no clear conversions on a very well articulated vision. What is it that we want to do? What is this institute all about? Why are we here to do what so that we can gather all the different talents in the room to basically come together and converge on achieving that goal? What we have is very diverse, talented individuals, and everybody is trying to creatively come up with ideas. Here is something we can do. Here is something we can do. If this is the criteria, if that's what we want to do, then we are doing the right thing. Gather a group of people, see what they're like to do, what is their interest, and then gather it together and see, put it in a list, and try to tick the list as you go year after year. That's fine. On the other hand, if there is a strategic destination that you want to get to, then you need to first identify the strategic destination. And then maybe it doesn't align 100% with my personal interest, but I have some talent that I can contribute to it and will help the group get there. This is not, in my humble opinion, this is not about the students and the faculty and the professorship, and this is not a campus. This is not another university. And we should not be thinking about it as yet another classroom or a campus and so on, and how can I get students and how can I get a scholarship and how can I get funding for a number of students. That is not, in my humble opinion, again, I could be wrong in my interpretation, that is not what this is about. So, I honestly, my...
No, can I ask just...
Can.
Yeah, go ahead. You're basically saying this is wrong, so what's
right? No. I am answering your question. I am not saying, just to be clear, I am simply saying, if this is the common understanding, then we are doing the right thing. I'm not saying this is wrong, but I am not really clear, because I didn't get that sense, that there is consensus that that's what we are all about. If it is, then we're on the right track. In my opinion, I think we have a tremendous opportunity where you have political will and dedication and leadership, where you have resources committed, and you have all of that. And you have extremely talented pool of individuals. So it's not about let's get the personal wish lists and combine them. It is about coming up with a collective vision that would serve both the interests of the larger Arab community, not just Qatar, but the larger Arab community that is here. How can we tap into, because by the way, given the Arab Spring today, every country that has come up now, they want to do similar thing. They want in their own nation, they want to rebuild, they want to do this, they want to do that. How can you set up things here so that you can transplant it and add it on to everybody else, all other countries? What I am seeing is a tremendous opportunity for us collectively, Arab scientists, engineers, leaders, businessmen, and so on. How can we come together and do something grand for Qatar, that then can be leveraged to other Arab countries and so on, given the talent, alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this group with. That is not, again, with my humble opinion, I could be off on a tangent. That's not what I'm getting here.
Yeah, I think if I read correctly, this is Qatar Computing Research Institute, right? If it is a research institute, I believe this
elements here are aligned with what the research institute does. The question that can come is perhaps the question asked by the gentleman there about whether this institute can help being an incubator for enterprises and link to the industry and so on. The question then will become whether the research is going to lead to patents, for example, that are going to be the basis on which you are going to have spin-offs. So I see this as looking at research institutes all over the world. These points align very well with what the research institute does. Question is, to answer the gentleman, is to find a mechanism to link to industry, and you can do it through incubation and having insisting on patenting the work. And that's that could be the mechanism.
So we need a legal
Go ahead, Esma, I don't want to get in trouble. Go ahead. Okay.
We turn around.
Yeah, I don't want to interrupt an Algerian woman, you know, revolutionaries, you know. So, okay, so we have 25 minutes, and Karim wanted 10 minutes to break. I was reminded, so our friend Nabil came from the other room, and he reminded us that there's some questions that we need answers to, logistics, you know. You're all just buzzing with the technical ideas. So we talked about the membership. One thing that we want to, because we don't want to do anything here that sort of like gets cooked in a room and then we say, here's the way it's going to be. If we want to really hear how we should do it. We're talking about membership in the networks. How do you think we should invite membership in this network? Should we just invite everybody and have everybody be a member? Should we select it based on credentials? Should we only select fellows? Should we only, you know, I mean, should it be the select few, or should it be open to everybody with a terminal degree that, you know, those types of things? The other thing that we need an answer to, and it's just sort of a feeling of where we should go, the next event. The next event, we're thinking it would be like in April. This is, by the way, not the big conference, right? So we just invited people that we know to sit and listen and plan for the conference. The conference would be either sometime in April or maybe October next year. And the question is, what should it look like? Should it be a gathering like this where we exchange ideas and get to know each other more? Or should it be a deep technical conference? I'm sort of voting for a deep technical conference, you know, not a VLDB, but like an Arab computer science, you know, and where papers get submitted, get really reviewed, will be best paper award, best student paper award, that type of things. The other thing is,
should be also about not only very specific, and it could be specific paper, but also about research projects. It's good to know what other.
Right. Okay. So technical conference versus a social event. And the last thing is, how do you envision that we should proceed from here? You know, once we all, you go back, you'd be jet lagged, you'd be tired. We try to make your trip back comfortable, but still it's tiring. And what should we do not to lose the link? I mean, we really... You're all busy, we're all busy, so, okay? So these are the things that didn't get touched upon, and you may want to touch, and so that should be part of the notes. And it would really make my life easier when we summarize, if they're like clustered, you know, not a laundry list, but if it's a group list.
People who have a should people with a PhD degree in computer science, computer engineering, be automatically members, or should there be some review mechanism? When I don't know how many of you signed on to the AAS network to log in. When I got the invitation, I did not get in immediately, even though I was invited. I don't know, there was a review. What was the review about? I don't know. Was it just a technical?
No, because we expect that some of the emails
answer we're sending, yeah, we're sending to the wrong people.
I see.
So then we want,
okay,
to verify that you're in fact.
The I'm who I am, who I'm claiming I am. That's right. So right. I mean, Arab scientist in the appropriate field and holder of a high degree. Is that, should that be the minimum?
You know, like we have experienced 10 years with the Arab Computer Society, and I think we should make it open. Anyone who, you know, again, definition who is Arab is a very tricky. You know, I'm married to Americans, and now is this guy an Arab or not? Let's not get into this. It is the individual's beliefs. If I want to be part of this society, so I am eligible for it. I, like Steve Jobs and all these, you know, Microsoft, he won't be eligible. So we, if you are technically eligibles, you want to be part of this, you are welcome. So I think we should not open, we will be judged who contribute by actions, by contribution to the society. You could have the highest degree possible and you contribute zero to this. What is the point of that? If you have a BS degree and you are contributing a lot to the EES network, you are the contributors, not the one of the BSD. I'm with my experience, let's leave it open. Anybody?
Should we have membership levels, like senior member, junior member, things like that?
I just want to add a comment. Salim, when we started the ACS 10 years ago, we still had it open, of course, but from our experience, who joined us? I mean, PhD levels. We had few, very few people. I don't know.
I also keep forgetting to say that, I mean, like second what Ahmad said earlier, that in fact, we want to open it beyond academicians,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to. What about IT entrepreneurs?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I mean,
for example, which so are successful.
This is still job.
They might not have a PhD.
It's going to be like LinkedIn, and Qatar LinkedIn something.
Are we interlining the definition of scientists?
Yeah, exactly.
I personally think that it should be open to everybody, but it may not be a bad idea to categorize the membership into, for example, regular member, senior member, and fellow, and that probably it's up to the AAS to decide who's a fellow, who's a senior member, and who's a member, whether depending on the technical qualification or their contribution to AES itself. So I think all societies, they have these... yeah, that's fine. It's up to them to make a decision whether it should be based on the scientific contribution or the contribution to IES or a combination of the two.
Can I suggest something? Here, can I just suggest? So this is about the membership. Is there going to be? I'm for instance a proponent of having some level of structure on top. So for instance, having a chair, having an executive committee, like what happens in our professional communities in general. Because otherwise, it ends up being, you know, completely random, and it loses track of what's going on. So I think that's very important. So for instance, if people are interested in mentorship, then there would be a mentorship chair, and we could decide to do this from, you know, with voting and elections, or somebody gets nominated, or somebody gets posted in that position, but basically have a charter associated with this. So there would be some kind of structure from the top.
We have a question here, which is
we have that charter.
We have an urgent question.
We have a charter
that
the document, like anything else, you know, much input that never really
get formalized. So we have an urgent question. What? How do you define expat? How do you define Arab? So I've been living abroad for 20 years. I spent last year in Egypt. I lost my accent. Then I went back to the UK. But some of our friends here are in Egypt now. They may be in the US after spending 20 years again. They may be in the US again. So how do you define expat?
I was going through, I found, for example, somebody in France, born in France, but but from Arab ancestors. As long as somebody associates with being an Arab, you know, I mean, this is the most important thing.
Yeah.
What about the expat?
What?
Yeah. So the expat, how did you find the expat?
Expats, because the reason we started with the expats is because we wanted to utilize people and have them come back and help in the rebuilding, in help establishing the institutes and so on. So we were intentionally looking for people who are outside of the Arab world.
Mm.
That is the definition.
Maybe.
So I actually disagree that the network should be open. I think this is a network of scientists and expats. The purpose is to bring people that are difficult to bring together from outside. Nobody said that that should be the only network or community or entity that Qatar Foundation should be concerned with. If you want to open it up, then you better create, in addition to this network, something that's professional society. Then you can bring IT people, people from industry, but then this is basically a scientist network. It has a specific purpose, and that purpose should not be long-lived. It's a way to bridge, to bring people here to achieve things. So we don't want to confuse things, but if you want to open it up, instead of opening it up, create a professional society, which basically would be broader. It has structure, committee, the whole bit.
Yeah, I just have one comment also about, I don't think people will rush into joining. I mean, like, you will not have a flood, but that's why I think there should be even a plan on a membership committee to nominate people and find them and maybe encourage the members to nominate new members. Whether you close it or open it, whether there is a review of the nominated people or not, that's another issue. But I think we should be actively recruiting new members and have a membership committee.
I think one issue that I think one issue that I would like to bring up regarding the whether we should open it or not, we have to look at whether we want this set of people to be representing an elite or not. If it is, then we shouldn't be open. I mean, if you want to build a reputation about the membership, the moment you open it, then it's like, you know, I don't belong to an elite anymore. So what's the incentive? I mean, we all are guided by incentives. I mean, let's face it. So I get invited all the time. I don't go and say, please put my name there. So
I really hate to cut this discussion off because we have two other questions. And yeah, just a second. Dr. Nabil just told me that this is just one group. There are two other groups that are discussing the same issues. And so we're going to take all of this input plus their input, and they're going to find the common intersection if it exists. And that would be, you know, what would be presented. I don't think that this is casting concrete yet. I think we're discussing it. It's fluid, you know, and so don't, you know, if you see something on the slides later on that is not exactly what you thought, you know, you had said, don't be offended, okay? Asma, quickly.
Yeah, very small comment. I hope what I will say will be in the intersection of the other comments.
I hope so,
I
too.
Hope so, yeah. I hope so. Since people are questioning if we had, like, people from industry or from academia, why don't we set, like, two steering committees? One steering committee for academia people and one for industry people.
I don't Maybe. Have a bias against, you know, so in response to Brahim, I worked in industry. I have a lot of respect for people in industry. I think we're talking to hire new people after. What I'm suggesting is that, you know, the distinction between academics and non-academics should not be a big deal in this, you know, if they have, you know, if they are. Yeah, it's okay. Can we just spend a few minutes discussing the next event? So Ahmed asked, do you want to have a technical meeting or do you want to have a social event?
I prefer what Ahmed said, meaning technical meeting with maybe a number of tracks, because, you know, and then I would like to add something else, which is courses or summer school, whatever, because we may not have, I mean, that it's also about people benefiting from understanding there is an expert talking about specific topic and even bringing some undergrad students who are in the...
So if we go technical, since this is a very diverse group, I mean, there are 1,700 computer science conferences out there. What would be the theme of this technical meeting?
That's why I said tracks.
For example, this year we ran four summer schools outside. We ran one in Trento, we ran one in the old Russian countries. We're running one in Nigeria in December. Actually, we have scientists that get invited to run summer schools outside.
Yeah, I explained to you what I mean, and that's based on experience also. I have been in the last 3 years traveling in the region of North Africa into specifically summer schools and related to local conferences there. And a feedback I get from most of the people doing PhD there, that was the most useful things to them, because the papers, they can go to other conferences in the world and so on. But the fact that sometimes there were themes, but sometimes, you know, it depends.
But we're really talking here about a three-day conference. So let's, you know, it's not a summer school. This is going to be the...
It's tutorials, course, whatever you can
so,
call.
So suggestion.
Can I make a suggestion?
Would it make sense? Would it make sense to have a fairly free-flowing program where people just send them papers?
Can I make a suggestion? So can I make a suggestion to make it not exactly technical the way we have technical conferences in our specialty, mm-hmm. but rather it becomes more gestaltic. So for instance, I work in Arabic language technologies. I come and give you the culmination of a couple of areas that I work on that will be relevant to the, so I basically cater to the audience that I know is more generic, as opposed to going into technical details right. of exactly how I implemented this.
Because nobody would follow what you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. So cater to that level.
Yeah. So this is one way for us to get to know each other a little bit better,
Okay.
I like that.
I'm sorry, can I add just something very quickly?
Yes.
I was in China, I was in, very recent, and I was impressed by one workshop that they organized, which was one-day workshop where they teach people what is research, even how to write a paper, things like that. I don't know.
But that's not for us, Habibi. We know how to do this.
Okay.
You know, this is the Arab Expert Scientist Forum. You know, I don't need to teach you how to write papers. You don't have to teach me how to write papers. But I need to know what you do, because I might be interested in what you do.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Sorry.
It's a different focus. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm. Yeah. Yes. Go ahead.
I think that we should avoid, if we go for a technical...
Just
if we go for a technical conference, I think we should avoid having a conference about everything. So one way could be like to have a conference on what QCRI is doing, like knowledge management, like more focused conference than something about everything. So just
Where for you, Ahmed? You need to choose the topics. Okay.
I think we should have a set of keynotes.
Okay. Where we would get some benefit by attending, as opposed to, okay. Anybody who objects to a technical conference?
Yeah.
Do you want to have more social events? Okay, go ahead.
Just a quick note. So we can have, actually I like the idea of having a generic for everyone, but at the end we have like 1 day workshop for a specific area where people in this area sit together and discuss at more in depth about
like birds of a feather kind of thing that happens at conferences.
Like 1 or 2 day workshop where we address a given problem, saying, okay, well, we're looking together over this problem.
This is after the conference, you add an add-on.
Last day, for example, like what we are doing now, but in a specific area, looking at different
things. People have to propose workshops then.
Yeah.
Not workshop like talks, like we
said. No,
like,
I mean, propose, you know.
Maybe aligned with the three areas in QCRI.
Yeah, okay. The last question was next steps. Yeah, so how, you know, after we all fly out to Doha, what happens?
Wiki blog.
I think everyone should propose something to Ahmed or QCRI, how we can help them leverage your research, your capabilities with them. So that would be, see, the idea of them bringing us here. So we see what they have. Now we know what they have. You know what you have.
let's propose. In fact, I already did that. I already, before coming here, I sent an email to Ahmed and said, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing cyber resilience research. I want to see if we can work together on doing that. So you could do the same. So this is my recommendation.
Can I?
I think it would be good within the conference, the technical conference, that people present their current projects, what they are doing at their home institutions or whatever, present something in relation to what is being done at QCRI.
We probably won't have time to have everybody present what they're doing.
Well, but, yeah. So I think, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so it looks like, from what I heard, basically a symposium would be a better format with a bunch of keynotes and then a lot of workshops or a appropriate number of workshops. But I think the kind of research paper that should be submitted to this symposium should be different. I can publish my papers anywhere I wanted, but if I come to Qatar, I should be required to address societal impact, economical impact, or the knowledge society and the knowledge economy. That has to be a mandatory part of how this research will lead to something. Otherwise, I can publish the same paper in many other conferences. I don't know why I have to come.
I wasn't thinking about this as a medium that I would publish in so that I could add it to my publication list.
Why not? I mean, all NSF proposals require you to address these issues nowadays.
Because I don't think we're at the stage yet where we have a real technical conference here. I think we're very early on. We're very early on. What I got from technical is that we do a little bit more in terms of understanding what each of us is doing, or this is how we're going to network a little bit better, because I don't know by looking around the room who everybody is and what they're doing, and if wanna, they're providing us the opportunity to meet, right? And rather than just sit and drink coffee and, you know, chat about random things, you know, it might be useful. We don't know. We might have collaborations evolve from this through the AS network. So I'm thinking about it that way rather than I'm still going to go to the technical conferences I go to present my stuff until we get critical mass here and we establish a conference, maybe that's hosted by QCRI, that is an annual conference that is not only limited to us but to anybody.
I think what he was saying was actually was targeting and making our focus be relevant to QCRI. But my thinking is I would disagree with that. I would say the onus is on QCRI to find what we're doing to be of relevance to them. So hopefully when they come to our generic talks or whatever, they can distill whatever we say and maybe use it, and maybe that could foster collaboration. But for us to think, it's going to be a matter of speculation. Does this really work? I happen to work in an area that's relevant for them, so I know that's easy for me. But if you work in something that's not exactly relevant, it becomes a very difficult task.
Yes, sir.
We need to move to the third question, so we went back to the second one.
No, it's how should we proceed from here? And I think...
What about the event?
Yeah. I'm sorry? The next event is the conference.
Yeah, but the question is... my understanding is the question is not about the event. The question about the event is number two. What you are going to do after.
Correct. And I think there was one suggestion, which is to feedback comments to Ahmed, or actually through the AES network. So we have a forum. By the way, I have not experimented yet with all of the features on the forum, but you can start a discussion. You can start a thread. And I think we should continue this conversation online. And, you know, you will discover that there are common interests, you know, birds of a feather kind of groupings that would that would grow from that. Yes. Yeah. So that, I think that was the answer to the third question.
Yeah. This thing is not reaching. Just regarding the, by the my name is Kamal Youssef Toumi. I'm at QCRI and at MIT. Just regarding the technical workshop or gathering, I think everybody now knows, based on the presentation that Ahmed made last time, that the core areas are in Arabic languages, scientific computing, And what is the third one? Social computing. And then the base of works that support those are the database or the data analytics and cloud computing. So it seems to me that we can be all focused. So maybe each one of us sees, you know, where they fit into these areas. And these areas actually are not segregated, as we know. They are related to each other. So perhaps to look at them from that point of view, QCRI is the lead institution in Qatar. And also, QCRI has communicated with a lot of companies in Qatar, the energy companies and media companies and so on. So what that means is that there are two aspects. There's a fundamental work, and also there is applied work. And so all of those are in place. So I think I'll ask or suggest to people here to think from that point of view, so that in the next meeting, when we have the technical gathering, to focus on these aspects. In terms of follow-up, I think since QCRI is the entity that is leading all of these activities, that we have somebody at QCRI that will be coordinating, and then maybe from AES or somebody else that looks at the coordination of these activities right. In that way.
I believe that there is a QCRI discussion thread already on the AES network.
I'm sorry?
There is a QCRI thread already, forum. So we can use that.
Maybe, yeah.
I just want to mention also that, remember, this is not going to be just us at this event. It's going to be the other groups, and there are probably going to be events involving
social,
you know. So we may not have all the time that we think we might have to have a full technical program. If we're lucky, I think we might get a day and a half, maybe, because we have other events that we don't. That hasn't been defined yet.
It's up to us, really, yeah. To do what we want. We can do whatever we want. The nice thing about here is that we have a blank piece of paper. We can do what we believe is right.
But there's going to be an opening session with media and all that, so I'm not sure.
We really don't want media anymore.
We're going to fire all the photographers.
I didn't want to say anything, but the first thing I was going to do was ask them to leave, but
yeah.
I wasn't
being polite. Yeah,
Asma. I don't know how the forum looks like, but I guess what we could do is to build like a small Wikipedia. We don't call it Wikipedia. It's a wiki blog. What does it mean? A blog is for individuals. Wikipedia is for everybody. This is going to be a wiki blog, which means a database where everybody here can write his proposal or its propositions. And it's going to be much easier to look at because a forum works differently.
Is Ahmed, can you address that?
I mean,
is there a wiki on the
a
thing?
Wiki blog? A wiki okay. Blog. It's much easier because okay. It's gonna be like a small wiki.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be private for only QCRI.
Private wiki.
Well, it's a private wiki, and it's gonna be much easier than a forum, right? Because we're gonna write whatever we want to write, and this is a suggestion anyway.
Yeah.
No, it's different from a forum.
Thank you very, very much. Esma is going to be in charge of the wiki blog. Okay.
One last comment.
Halima, go ahead.
If I want to add to what Kamal said, and I think it will probably help to answer a lot of your question, we can use the model that we are using actually at QCRI, but we can, it will be over all the institute, which is probably for the conference, call for a proposal from everybody, from the expatriate, and during the meeting, during the conference, the best proposal probably will be discussed and funded. That's that can probably fasten the, you know, the...
So this modest young lady here just won... a research award last night, and it's the only research award from the all institutes. So she sits there very quiet, but she's actually really good.
You.
We're very proud of you.
Thank you. I was listening because it was very interesting to listen to all.
So I just want to, we may not have a chance to talk. I just want to say thank you very, very, very much to see all of our good friends. We've listened. We're already doing some of the things that you're asking about. We're not doing them perfectly. We're not doing them in the right way, and we strive to do them better.
We have two speaker series in the QCRI, or public speaker series, which is held in the evenings, and public attendance. We had, for example, Patrick Meyer from UShahidi. We have Jim, the guy from Wikipedia, Jim, the founder of Wikipedia, coming, and so on and so forth. So, and we also have technical seminars. We're doing a very, very interesting. You know what? They're actually videotaped and a lot of photographers, but I never see the pictures, and I never see the videos. So I'm really.
They go into a vault somewhere.
Yeah, they go somewhere, you know. So, the initiative, for example, that we have with Wikipedia, we need your help on. We're starting it's a really terrific program. What we're sponsoring from QCRI is to double the Arabic content in Wikipedia every year. And this will go perpetually. And translation program, original program, we're doing an outreach program in Egypt. We are looking for people in Morocco, Algeria, to hire, to, you know, to sort of, you know, so we're doing a lot of things with Wikipedia. We're sponsoring students and young scientists to go to conferences. That we will pay airline ticket, hotel, and registration, and you know, so give us names. We're trying to, you know, so we're doing several things that are sort of in the service domain, like the Wikipedia stuff. We actually have now, we've sent five students, we hired five students that will be sent abroad to do PhD or master's degree, except one, all of them non-Qataris, except one. Just to tell you that we're actually open. We've hired, how many graduate interns? 10, 15 already? And they are coming. We hired from Cairo University. We hired from Algeria. We hired from Arabs who are abroad. We actually also non-Arabs, but we hired about 15. So we're doing some of these things. In terms of postdocs, we are actually not sure how many offers to postdocs we've made, but
I have
two. Okay, so she has, you know. So we have postdocs, sabbaticals. I have bad news. So we have two people that came on sabbaticals, but both of them converted to permanent positions, and we're working, and we're, because I don't want to scare you, but we're working on Kamal. Kamal is here on sabbatical from MIT for 1 year, and we're trying to convince him not to go back to MIT. So I mean, we really are trying really, really hard. I mean, Mona has been here several times. And she knows we're really, really sincere. We want to do something different. You know, those that know me, they know that I was really, really happy at Purdue. I spent 25 years there. I wasn't looking for a job. I was about to retire. So I'm really interested in doing something meaningful. So we need your help. Thank you very, very, very much. It's good to see all the good friends. And the last word is with Halima, please, then go to lunch.
Please, we are, one of the successful things that we did at QCRI are the round table. So we had already done three, and Uthman and Kamal and I, we are thinking to organize one in January in scientific computing. So your help will be tremendous, you know, very important to tell us who do we invite. Usually we run it for 1 day to 2 days to identify a niche area in scientific computing. So that will be some...